the final plat submittal. Community Development recommends approval of this plat contingent upon these comments being addressed.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Torres. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. All right, is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please vote.
Motion carried unanimously.
Thank you very much. Okay, 5.3, consideration to approve zoning case P15-107, request by Ron Proctor Jr. on behalf of Rock Materials to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 7 acres of land legally described as a tract of land containing 7 acres out of the CNP low. Survey A632 in the county of Harris, state of Texas, and being out of that certain 16.34 acres conveyed to J.W. Fowler by deed recorded in volume 1042, page 608, deed records of said county within the city of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located on the south side of Tice Lane, west of Commercial Park Road, from the Agricultural District to the Light Industrial District. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Yes, good evening, Commissioners. This is the zoning map of the property in question. As stated, it's on the south side of Tice Lane between Johnson and Commercial Park Road. The property is cross-hatched in red and is currently zoned agricultural. This is a comprehensive plan map. The same parcel is cross-hatched in red, and it does show medium-density residential. This is an aerial photo of the site, just to kind of orient you a little bit more. This is the Walmart. This is 249 Business right here. This is Walmart. This is Tice Lane. The property is undeveloped on the south side of Tice Lane, with the exception of a small residential home that I believe is currently being occupied on the property prior to its sale. These are two site photos to further orient you. This is taken looking, this is the property, this is Tice Lane, and this is another entrance from Tice Lane looking at the property. The applicants have submitted a conceptual site plan. It would not be a condition of approval, but it does give the commission an idea of what the current interested party is looking at doing on the site. It shows 5,000 square feet of office, 10,000 square feet of warehousing, with some parking and future expansion space. In summary, there are multiple non-residential uses in the vicinity, including commercial business park, Walmart, as I mentioned, and a city park directly to the north. The comprehensive plan is not meant to be parcel specific, so even though it does say medium density residential, we can look beyond that. The medium density residential would not be cohesive. Actually, if it were developed as medium density residential, that probably would not be a complementary use to the area. And the request does not appear to negatively affect the public health, safety, or general welfare. Requirements of tonight's public hearing were met. We actually have now had 3 informational inquiries from the public, and staff does recommend approval.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case and state your name and address for the record?
Hi, my name is Ron Proctor Jr. Our address currently, business address, is 2610 Spring Cypress Road in Spring, Texas. Our company is Rock Materials. I'm a partner with Rock Materials. My father, Ron Proctor Sr., is also a partner. We've got 5 total partners, 3 here in Houston, 2 in Coppell. We have another location outside of Dallas in Coppell. The company was started in 1998 in Coppell. And we expanded down here to Houston in 2006. Our business is we sell natural stone and masonry products to predominantly the large production home builders in the greater Houston area. And we're currently, like I said, in Spring. We're looking for a new location, a larger piece of land. And this 7 acres seems to fit geographically and size-wise for our needs. I'll tell you about myself. I'm a resident of the area. I live in Conroe. I graduated Humble High School. Went out of state to get my bachelor's degree in New Mexico State, and I got my master's degree from Sam Houston State. And my father is also a partner. He lives in Montgomery, Texas native. Graduated from Lamar University. And
I'm a licensed CPA. I can follow up with this. This is the conceptual plan. We have selected...
Could you state your name, please?
An
address for the record.
Reed Vestal with TNRG. I'm representing Rock Materials and the brokerage and development of the property.
Thank you.
This is a new concept of the plan. This is a 15,000 square foot building. It's two parts, so it's 5,000 square feet in the front and then a 10,000 square foot metal building in the back. It will aesthetically meet the guidelines of the 249 and the new 249 aesthetics guidelines, I think, that came out.
Side ordinance, essentially.
Oh, ordinance, okay. And I kind of want to show you all the renderings of it. There's the build, there's the elevations on the second page of it. And then the third page will show kind of the building rendering, which was on the very front page. And then the third or fourth page will be the floor plan with the warehouse that kind of shows you the aerial up top from Tice Lane. And then if you can continue to scroll through, it has an aerial rendering of multiple, you know, multiple views. So the company is going to employ about 35 people. We're going to be bringing into the area. They're planning on relocating from Spring to Tomball. They plan on being very involved in the area, and they've already kind of have some involvement in the area as well. They have a very large presence in the area from a home builder standpoint, with many national builders that they provide rock and stone to. So the sales that they will be taxed upon will be fairly high and could be an economic advantage for this track. It is located right across the street from a industrial business park. It's going to be very, very similar, if not maybe a little bit nicer, seeing how it's going to be brand new. It'll be a state-of-the-art facility, and it'll be very much in line with exactly what's right across the street. If y'all have any questions, me or my clients would field them at this point in time.
All right, thank you. Okay. Do you have anything else that you'd like to present at this time?
No, I think that's it. If y'all have any specific questions, we'd love to answer.
Okay, we'll address those here in a few minutes.
Okay, thank you. Right.
Thank you very much for your presentation. All righty. The public hearing on zoning case P15-107 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:13. All right, is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You'll have 3 minutes to speak. If so, please state your name and address for the record.
Madam Chairman, my name is Louis Smothers. I reside at 30 East Rivercrest Drive in Houston, Texas. I represent an entity called Mauritia LP that owns 60 acres, 62, right around this property and goes from Tice Lane all the way to Holden. Our idea, after talking with zoning at several times, was to request rezoning for medium density residential. And I think this would be a very bad neighbor for residential, and this kind of activity should be on the periphery of town or outside of town. If we talk about taxes, our land will have some 200 houses at 200,000 apiece. That is $40 million. So if I may do so, I'm against this change in zoning, as I think it doesn't fit with what I would like to be the plans of Tom. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who'd like to speak? Do you have anybody? All right. Okay. All right. There are no additional comments. I am calling the public hearing closed. The time is now 6:15. All righty. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-107?
Move to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Okay. All right. Is there any discussion?
Yes, there is discussion.
Yes, Commissioner Torres.
My question about this, well, first, can you put the map back up where
sure.
exactly is the location of this property?
You get the house over there.
Yeah, thanks. My question about this manufacturing company coming in, or light industrial, is the traffic. If we're dealing with 18-wheelers, dump trucks, or what? And then, of course, my second question is, since we have somebody opposing this because of residential, the question is, what are exactly are our plans for this particular area anyway? Isn't it light industrial?
The future land use plan does show medium density residential, but mm-hmm. if you do look at the surrounding areas, this is the wrong,
you have the wrong area.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
If you look at the surrounding areas, when I find the aerial, if I use the right map here,
mm-hmm.
you'll see that there's no residential anywhere in the immediate vicinity. I believe the commercial residential, the nearest commercial residential would be at the south side of Tice and Cherry Street.
Right. And Cherry Street, I think my understanding is light industrial anyway.
There's
I mean,
a lot
that's
of
what we're looking at.
We'll talk more about that on the next case, but yes, Cherry Street is largely developed. There is some residential, but it's largely developed as non-residential.
Right. Okay. That's what I thought. Okay. So my question is to the company, what kind of vehicles are becoming to your property and back and forth after completion?
Could one of y'all come up to the podium, please?
Yes.
Or all three of you, whichever would like to come up.
While they're coming, we talked about this in our pre-development meetings, and one of the reasons I believe they want the site is because of the close proximity to 249 for traffic.
Right, and our space there is not. It's hard to even turn on that street next to Walmart. It's
right.
crazy.
I just want to clarify that we don't do any manufacturing. We strictly do storage of stone and cement within the
okay.
warehouse, and we will have trucks in and outbound. That's definitely true. I assume it'd be similar to what's across the street in that light industrial park.
Mm-hmm.
We see anywhere from call it about 5 to 8 inbound trucks per day.
What kind of trucks?
18-wheelers.
Okay.
18-wheelers. We don't have any
flatbeds. Mm-hmm. Going to be flatbeds.
Flatbed,
yeah,
18-wheelers, correct.
Yeah, but so what's your, it will be hard from 249, am I correct? Would that cause a problem then?
I mean, there's a traffic light at 249.
I know, getting in there is challenging.
Are you talking about driving into the facility off of Tice? Is the road wide enough?
Part of our plan was as wide as the city will allow us driveway to access, 18-wheeler flow. I think it was 37 feet, 40
feet. We'll have 2 or 3 inches.
We're planning to, an entrance and an exit to aid in the flow so we don't have any sort of log jam and enough room on the property to house or to basically bring in the vehicles. If we had 3 show up at once, let's say, they would be able to pull right in with no obstruction. That's the plan. That's
okay,
the need
so you're
for
going to house
for
how many?
Bridge.
How many are going to be parked there? About 3, you figured? That's what your plans are?
Oh, we would hold more than that. We don't ever really see 3 or 4 trucks at a time.
Okay, that's
good. More than that. But That's what we would see on the inbound freight. And like I said, really no dump trucks, mostly flatbed.
And I think the important part in the site plan is we're going to have staging, so the entrances are going to be off.
Right.
And that way we can pull in. Also, we have 7 acres here, which won't have any detention. Really, our need is only 5 to 6 acres. So we're going to have additional land where we can pull in and stage our trucks. So it's just as important to us as it to you guys to make sure that we don't have any issues with traffic flow. And so with the offset of the gates of pulling in, as well as an entrance in and out, and the additional land, we don't project any problems at all with traffic.
We'll have plenty of room. There will be no trucks on the street. They'll be able to turn in and unload and turn back down.
Yeah. And one of the big draws to us of this property was the proximity to 249 and the Grand Parkway coming in. You know, it's really close, so we can minimize the trucks through town.
Right. And also, we can utilize Cherry Street as well, because Cherry goes down the whole Reeve. There's additional ways to get to Grand Parkway, so it's not like they're just going to be coming off of 249. We project some people coming down off of Cherry Street as well, so it should. There's multiple ways to get to this property. So.
18-wheelers coming down Cherry Street, is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm saying that there could be a possibility of it. Now, there already are some that are coming down.
Right, I understand that.
It's part of our light industrial. They come down 2920, and they also come down Springside Road.
Right, sure. Where's your storage predominantly going to be? Where do you store all this rock and the materials that you bring in? Inside the building or outside?
Both. In that 10,000 square foot warehouse, that's where we store our bagged cement. So it's basically wrapped pallets that go in there to protect it from the weather and then come out for delivery. And then the actual pallets of stone we store on the surface.
Outside?
Outside, correct.
On the back side. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna make sure that we have a very nice entrance that will have landscaping that is approved by the city as far as those landscaping ordinances, as well as the rock facade ordinances.
And you're planning on fencing it in with chain link?
No, this is
Looking at the picture. It looks like chain link.
We plan on having some type of cast iron, something that's really nice that it's for the entrances.
I'm talking about down your sides and back.
Okay.
In case these people should decide to build homes in that area, you know, for adequate screening between you and a residential area or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. That would be
And along the east side.
Right.
We're located now close to residential.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I think that's something that's pretty important is the trees. We're trying to utilize keep as many trees as possible. Mm-hmm. That was actually one of the first things that these guys said to the contractor that's going to actually be building the facility that we selected.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the trees are a nice buffer zone.
Yes.
And there's a lot in that area.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Okay. Anybody have any other questions?
Question for Harold.
Yes.
This is one stretch of Tees Lane that is probably going to go this way for the remainder.
Looks that way, looking at tonight's agenda, but
at least on
we're
the
setting
north
a trend
side.
Here.
Yeah, we are.
Not necessarily. For example, if you had a request for a zone change between this parcel and Tees Lane, for example, immediately butting the residential that's next, Cherry, near Tees and Cherry. Say if it was west of that residential development, I don't think just because you zone this property industrial, you'd have to do that because this situation would be different. You'd have immediately butting residential. I think the reason you're not setting a precedent is because you're looking at this specific parcel and looking at the adjacent land uses around this specific parcel. If another zone change comes through, we would look at the adjacent land uses as well.
Yeah. In one sense, I find it strange that the thing's medium residential now, because you cross the street, you've got industrial.
And that's kind of what I was trying to say in the staff report, is that I think if someone were trying to develop as medium density residential, which they'd have to go through a zone change to do since it's agricultural right now, mm-hmm. we would be in a tight spot at the staff level because it would be in compliance with the future land use plan, but it is not really in compliance with the development in the area.
Okay. Thanks.
And we're near the medical facility, so you have Johnson, which has the, you know, all those facilities that were already approved to go up.
Right. It's not like we're in the middle of a residential area. You're asking for industrial.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Hmm. But from this point forward, then we're going to later on down the road look like a future of going to light industrial on this side of these.
And I wouldn't say all the way to
Cherry Street,
because there is residential down there. I don't know at what point on the south side of Pease we would say, okay, here's the line, but we would have to analyze that with the future zone change.
That subdivision that's down at Cherry?
Yes, Pine Meadows.
Right. Isn't there a drainage channel between it and the vacant lands?
Yes.
Between it and Walmart?
So there's going to be one there.
Mm-hmm.
The aerial I have, unfortunately, doesn't zoom out that far.
Right.
Yeah, it's fairly close to our track, actually, the one that's planned.
It's planned on going
all the way down to Holder Route, right?
That's right.
Right, yes, it is.
Actually, right there.
But one thing I would mention to the commission is, as we've talked about in the past, the zone change is actually zoning the dirt. It really doesn't have, at this stage of the development, or I said this stage of the request, we can't tie that development to it.
Right.
So the commission needs to make sure they're comfortable with the actual zone that's being requested and not just the proposal in front of them.
Yeah, that's my problem.
And this gentleman that came up about the residential, how far was he looking at?
It won't immediately butt this. I can try to get on GIS and see if I can. I mean, Google Earth. Do you want to see a broader area that may take a
look? Yeah, I do, because I just want to get it. Because this sets, like you said, Carol, it sets the future here in Tomball right there on that street.
Yeah, it does, but again, when you're looking across the street, you've already got it.
Yeah, it's really nice. I mean, the floor plan is going to be great. It's just a question is if it's going to.
I do have a question. What type of noise, y'all, I know you're going to have noise moving rock and things like that, but I'm talking about, is it going to create a lot of noise? I know I've lived in areas where they've had similar facilities to yours, and some of them are very loud and noisy because there's so much coming and going. Others are a lot quieter because of the way they conduct their business.
Truck engine noise, but it's
I'm thinking moving the rock and all
on
that.
The facility, it's just a propane forklift.
Okay, so all your rock is palletized?
It is.
Okay.
It's not, you know, a dump truck with loaders and things like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, because I'm thinking of all the dust and smog.
No manufacturing, it's purely storage, so it's just truck noise.
Everything is palletized. Comes in
it's just the traffic, I think, is probably the biggest thing. Since you're going to be so close to Walmart and all that traffic and senior citizens driving down that street is a challenge. So
I did pull up the Google Earth image just to reorient you. The property we're talking about right now is this parcel.
Right.
The residential that I was referring to is quite a ways down Tyus Road.
Mm-hmm. Can you show me where this gentleman's property is, or do you have
any
idea?
Would you like to show us where your property is located?
He owns everything around it, all the way down to Holder.
Oh,
how far
Holder?
To the west?
But it's a large quantity of land.
Yeah. And that includes the drainage ditch?
No, he does not own the drainage channel.
Right.
But his drainage channel is going to be butt up to that, then, apparently.
No, he doesn't touch the drainage channel exactly.
Okay.
So is it all?
He owns the property to the east and south of the property they're trying to rezone.
Yeah, because the drainage channel is farther east, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
The drainage channel is by that dirt area, that reddish area, right behind those houses.
Yeah.
And that's the drainage channel. There is another landowner along Tice, currently up in the corner, and then he owns a lot of acreage, and it's quite a bit. Lou, how many acres is it? Is it 63?
62 acres.
62
okay.
acres?
Yeah.
So it is a larger amount
right.
of land.
Right, okay.
And that property, if it were to be zoned, like I mentioned earlier, in conformance with the future land use plan, it's currently zoned agricultural. So for it to be developed in that manner, we would have another zone change request.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
For the comprehensive plan at this point, alongside Cherry Street, is light industrial, if I understand.
No.
Retail somewhere in Holden, no?
No, the comprehensive plan and this
It's medium.
It's medium density.
Medium density residential on the south part.
On the south part of Cherry.
Right.
Here's the comprehensive plan.
No, not Cherry. South part of Tice Lane.
Okay. I was just thinking of Cherry because, you know.
Right. It's all the gold part there, right. Mm-hmm.
Because we have light industrial up there, too, and I think we approved another company on Cherry, so.
The dotted line on that's the two, is that the entire?
200-foot buffer.
The 200?
Yes. Notification buffer.
Okay.
May I say something still? That's a very important party to this development.
You're welcome to step up here, sir, and say something, if you don't mind.
Thank you. But with all respect to the gentleman, I find this a very ugly building. I think that you have done wonderful on the other side of 249, where the canopy is and all that whole area. And I think this is just a continuation of what 249 looks like now. The dirt yard, the, you know, all the buildings there on the east side of 249, and I think this continues that idea. I hope you will hold me to a higher standard, and I'm willing to do that. I think this kind of industry belongs in the county outside of city limits. And then in the remark of the Planning Commission, it is stated that this does not fit together with low-density housing. What I think is a much nicer way of developing it. So, thank you.
Thank you.
There won't be a dirt yard. There'll actually be 7 inches of concrete, so there won't be a dirt yard on it. And also, there's future plans of Tice Road to be expanded, actually, to 4 lanes.
Right.
So, as far as traffic congestion goes, and the dirt yard, we shouldn't have any issues at all with that.
All right. Does anybody have any other questions or anything else? Thank you very much. We appreciate it. You might get your picture board. You're going to lose it. Thank you. Okay. Is there any other questions or discussion? All right. Hearing none, please enter your vote now. Okay.
Motion carried unanimously.
All right. Thank you. All right. 5.4, consideration to approve zoning case P15-108, request by Bill Hightower on behalf of Hightower Investments, LTD, to amend Chapter 50 zoning of the Tomball Code of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 10 acres of land, legally described as Track 1, a 2.691-acre track, HCCF number S551075, track 2, a 3.072-acre track, HCCR number S551078, track 3, a 2.684-acre track, HCCR number S551077, and track 4, a 1.852-acre track, HCCR number S551076, located in the Jesse Pruitt Survey, A629, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas, generally located at the northwest corner of Cherry Street and Tice Lane, from the Agricultural District to the Commercial District. Staff, can we have a presentation, please?
Yes, thank you. This property is located on the north side of Tice at the intersection of Cherry on the west side. It's currently zoned agricultural, and you can see in the zoning map it's cross-hatched in red. This is the future land use plan. It does indicate business/industrial for the subject property. And this is an aerial photo. As you can see, it's currently undeveloped. There are other both residential and non-residential uses in the area. These are two side photos. The top left is taken at the intersection of Cherry and Tice, and the bottom right is taken looking south across Tice. The request is consistent with the comprehensive plan. As I mentioned, it does indicate business industrial, and surrounding areas are also designated as business industrial, specifically to the northwest and the east. Correlating zoning districts in the comprehensive plan for the business industrial land use designation do include commercial and light industrial. Property is located at the intersection of two arterial streets, making non-residential development accessible to main thoroughfares within the city. Light industrial uses in districts generally are located to the west, north, and east. However, the to the east is currently being used as residential. And the request does not appear to be to negatively affect public health, safety, and welfare. One other thing I wanted to point out, the zoning ordinance does address regulations for commercial districts which abut residential, and that will help to mitigate any adverse impacts to existing property and residences. We have received, I believe now, two informational inquiries, and staff does recommend approval.
Thank you.
The applicant is here and would like to address the commission.
Okay. Will the applicant please come forward to present the case and state your name and address for the record, please?
I'm the applicant. I'm Bill Hightower, 19327 Chateau Ridgeport, Rose Hill, Texas. I'm looking at this tract to purchase, well, which is under contract. We're about to close. There's a pipeline easement that runs through it that we're trying to get worked with Exxon to get that removed. And I'm planning on moving my electrical contracting business. I have a mid-sized electrical contracting firm in Houston, Northwest Houston, and employ 40-plus people. So we will be moving on to part of that, the western end of that track at this time. That's our plan. So we're kind of looking forward to it and want to make that move.
Good evening. My name is Robert McGee, and I represent Bill Hightower on the purchase of the site. In addition to his business moving there, we're also looking at a conceptual speculative development of basically freestanding flex type space, which we consider to be a high percentage of office build out for, you know, showroom type use, service companies, that sort of thing, or straight office space. We're not looking at this from a light industrial standpoint, merely trying to rezone as commercial use. So we don't anticipate having, you know, truck traffic, things like that coming in and out. The buildings will be metal construction, but they will be covered in ephes and stone. I've given some examples out of, a little bit about what we're thinking about. You know, completely covered in ephes, stone, parapet walls, awnings, very nice, a lot of windows. Exceptional amount of landscaping as well. Bill intends to own and maintain many of these as for lease, so we want to make sure that they're nice and that they last for a long, long time as well.
And could you restate your name and address for the record?
Address, name is Robert McGee. Address is 14207 Broad Green Drive, Houston, Texas.
Thank you. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
The site plan I passed out is just conceptual as well. We haven't spent a lot of money on that yet because of the access even with Exxon that Bill spoke about a minute ago. We're still trying to get that released, which we are making progress with. So that was more just to kind of see how we can lay this out. I think a lot of the building sizes are probably larger than what we anticipate. I don't think we anticipate doing much over 6,000 square feet per building, probably a lot of fours and sixes. The development will probably take place four buildings at a time as we go, each having their own bit of individual identity. So we also think there's quite a bit of taxable value here on the ground, as well as will in the future when they're occupied, the personal property tax as well that benefit from law. So.
Okay. Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P15108 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:38. Would anyone like to speak regarding this request?
I apologize for hogging before.
That's all right. You're welcome.
I'm the owner of the commercial corner across the street. Can you indicate that on the map? Mauricio developed the Pine Meadows community, and I think we did quite a nice job. And got much more done than it was anticipated by Tomball when we started this in 2004. The area is built up with this. I really don't know whether to say I'm in favor or against it. Knowing Mr. Hightower, he builds very nice structures, aesthetically pleasing. So from that point of view, I would say yes. I would really like to see what he is going to do, because light industrial is such a wide range, it even includes rock yards. So I can't really say whether I'm in favor. Intuitively, knowing him, I would be in favor, but having not more details, I cannot say I am. So,
thank you.
I know he doesn't put ugly buildings down.
Thank you, sir. All right. Is there anybody else who'd like to speak? All right. Hearing none.
To this point, I just want to clarify that we're actually going for a commercial rezoning of this property. We don't intend to do anything light industrial. We have no use for outside storage yards for this project whatsoever. So, like I said, it's high-end flex service center type.
Thank you. There are no additional comments. The public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:41. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P15-108?
Motion to approve zoning case P15-108.
All right. Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. All right. Is there any discussion?
Yes. Retail beauty. Now we're opening up a whole can of worms right there in the area. If it's commercials, that means we really have no control of what kind of retail comes in. Am I correct on that, or the commercial?
No, the zoning ordinance specifically states what's permitted in the commercial zoning district.
Right.
I just have a problem with retail fees in that area.
Is it retail?
Is it retail use?
They are actually proposing office, if you look at the exhibit, basically office warehouses, yeah. Showrooms, mm-hmm. That kind of thing. Retail, there are some retail uses that would be permitted in the commercial zoning district. So just like the last case, the commission would have to be comfortable with all the land uses that are permitted there, not just what's being requested. When we were looking at this, I guess you have to think of what type of retail in reality actually would be able to develop on a site that's as narrow as that site, but.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
I would think it would be difficult for, say, large box retail, such as a Walmart or a grocery store.
Yeah, but how about a convenience store? If my understanding, maybe there's a convenience store coming in the corner. I mean, I just kind of.
There's a convenience store.
I'm concerned about retail being close to the light industrial. I don't have a problem with it being on 249, but coming in, it's just a little bit different.
Well, this. Okay. There is a convenience store just to the north of this property.
Mm-hmm. And does
yes, I know.
Does Pine Meadows
I'm sorry.
Have a commercial reserve right there on the corner?
There may be a commercial reserve on the plat, I'm not sure, but the zoning actually is residential. So I did want to clarify, and I'm glad you brought
okay.
that up. There is no commercial zoning at that intersection.
Okay. Thank you.
But it will be if you choose to approve this. That would be the first.
No. If you choose to approve it, the crosshatched area here would be rezoned, nothing south of that would be rezoned.
Okay.
Hmm. Any other questions? Any other discussion?
One quick question, Harold. The single family zoning where Pinewood sits, how far south does that go? Can you tell?
Looks like quite a way. They don't know exactly how
that's
happening. Oh, sorry. It actually goes just about neighborhood.
Okay.
Okay. It's just for Pine Meadows. And then it actually is agricultural.
It's medium density, I believe, below there, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Isn't it medium density below there on the comp plan?
Yes, on the comp plan.
Yeah. But right now it's zoned agricultural.
Okay.
Anybody have any other discussion questions?
Yeah. I wish somebody would, but okay. I just find it really difficult to understand.
What are your questions?
I understand the warehouse and the office, but I just still have a problem with this retail use because I'm real concerned about the future of what type of retail. I know you're going to have electric company and you're going to have supplies and all of that. That I understand. But retail to me means a little bit different when it comes to.
Is there a certain retail?
I don't think our idea is for McDonald's or KFC or anything like that. I mean, you know, I think the retail, the commercial classification is more of a fastenal idea where you've got people coming in to buy wholesale supplies.
Yeah, light industrial stuff.
You know, it's very commercial oriented, like a showroom type deal.
Okay.
Not for necessarily your retail pads and that sort of thing.
Thank you. That's my concern. Mm-hmm. That's good.
Does that answer your questions?
Yes. Thank you.
Anybody else have any other questions? All righty. Please enter your vote now, then.
Hang on. Sorry.
There we go.
Oops. Sorry. It's not okay. We're caught because we hit it when she was switching it. Okay, let me try again.
Enter your vote again, Barbara, and see if it'll take. Mm-hmm.
Motion carried unanimously.
Okay. Is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Torres. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Please enter your votes now.
Motion carried unanimously.
All right. Time is now 6:46.